that. I may pick up one of the Raspberry Pi 5 2 gig models. Reason being, and hear me out, the price is lower on the 2 gig model. The SoC on the board is more optimized and runs cooler, so it doesn't need quite as much cooling capacity as the traditional, the two existing production versions of the 5. So it's supposed to be more efficient. And they still run on 5 volts at some low current, so that's handy and easily accessible to be had in most repeaters, so or easily made with a buck. So there's that. And they also boot from SSD and eMMC, so you don't have the failure component of the SD card in play. That's kind of the only Achilles heel for having something that you want to embed and sort of, like, if you want to slot that into an MS or an MTR 2000 or a 3000 or, you know, interface otherwise with a Clontar and an enclosure. So I may pick up one of those and play. I like the small form factor stuff, but you still have to make 19 volts typically if you want to use those, which if you want to keep stuff on e-power or something like that, it's, you know, you got to have a little bit more of a plan, or use an inverter or something if you want to go 12 volt. I guess with a Quantar, if you already had 24 volts available, it'd be easier, but anyway, that's swimming around in my head right now.